adoption of our proposed regulations to the Nevada Administrative Code, Chapter 319, Assistance Finance Housing, Sections 951 to 999. And in reconvening it now, let's see, I should maybe just for the record, for the minutes, acknowledge that we have our administrator here now, C.J. Manthey, as well as our Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General, Colleen Platt, and our Chief Financial Officer, and then our Deputy Administrator, Sharath Manthey, in our Las Vegas office. We now turn, we finished the public comments, the initial public comments in the opening of this public hearing, and now we go to the possible action item. This is regarding, again, LCB 1R115-14. We, in our last public hearing and other discussions, we've discussed various comments to the proposed changes, and they've ultimately boiled down to two different items. One regards confidentiality of records. It was initially proposed that the NAC be changed so that developer applications could be confidential unless permission was granted by the applicant to let them be released. The majority of the development community was willing to allow their applications to remain fully available and not confidential. One person did request that they be conditionally confidential. Based on the developer openness and comfort level of having their applications fully open, we have adjusted our recommendation to have their applications be confidential until after allocation determinations are final. After this time, we will make them fully available to any party asking for a copy of them. And our recommendation is to that for the first item. And then for the second item that regards the developer's fee for the 4% versus the 9%, in the current NAC, there is a paragraph regarding the maximum developer's fee for 4% projects, but there is not a similar project in the NAC or similar paragraph for the developer fee for the 9% transactions. So we have the faced the option of removing it from the NAC since it's already in the QAP, the Qualified Allocation Plan, or to add it from the QAP also into the NAC. Our recommendation is to remove it from the NAC since it is covered and addressed already in the QAP. So again, both the 9% and the 4% developer fees are addressed in the QAP. So we recommend that that be the place to cover it and that it be removed from the NAC. So those are the two items. Any comments? Okay, with that then, turn it over, the time over to our administrator.
Okay, thank you, Mike. With the information presented, I adopt LCB file number R115-14, covering NAC 319.951 through 999, with the noted changes.
Okay, thank you very much. We turn now to public comments. If there are any public comments? Okay, hearing none, we want to thank everybody for coming, and we'll adjourn the meeting at this time.